A Kentucky family that rode a five-person bike to Alaska is settling in for the winter in Fairbanks. It's the next phase of the Harrison family adventure that began 13 months and 7,000 miles ago. KUAC's Dan Bross visited Bill and Amarin's Harrison and their three young daughters at their wintering spot outside town.
The Harrison's journey has led them to a small cabin with no running water or electricity, many miles of dirt road from Fairbanks.
Hey, you made it, man.
You guys are out here.
Yeah, well, come on in.
Then we might sit outside.
Say hi, Dan.
Hi, Dan.
Hi, girls.
There's Robin, Jasmine, Cheyenne from youngest to oldest. And this is Amaris.
Hi, Amaris. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
We're a little late with our breakfast.
The family, who go by the nickname Pedowins, like peddling Bedouins, are not wealthy adventurers playing pioneer. They have minimal savings and no health insurance and depend on bartering, odd jobs, and goodwill to get by. Their Fairbanks cabin was offered to them for free, and locals have given the family firewood, winter clothes, and books for the girls who are homeschooled. Bill and Amarin say the Fairbanks community has embraced them.
Great families already that we've connected with and that we can get together with. So of course, if they come and get us, that would be it. Or come and visit here. But, you know, it's just nice to know that we have made connections already. And it's kind of building our own community here.
Yeah, networking. Somebody donate right here on the wall this oval wash, this old tub is what we're going to bathe in. They had just sitting around doing nothing. They said, hey, borrow it, man.
Yeah, so the girls have had a bath in it already.
Yeah, so, you know, we're getting our needs met and giving back to, you know. We've been doing a little work for some of them, too. So, you know, it's kind of give and take. So we're tickled to death with Fairbanks.
The Harrisons were very visible as they pedaled across the country, but are holed up for the winter. They don't have a car, and it would take hours to ride their bike over the hills into town. Bill Harrison says the isolation is by design, given their love of family time and a plan to write a book about their experiences.
Part of the reason of this cabin where it's at is if I was close to town, I'd get to work and I wouldn't write the book. And that's key for us. So we're out here and we're going to put the book together between now and the winter solstice, get the basic shell of it.
Harrison says they'll then turn to some professor friends for editing. They're also in talks with a publisher. He says they hope to have the book ready by the spring when they plan to hit the road again, but not on a bike.
We're going to actually take a bus out of Alaska. I don't think that's ever happened before. Usually they come in. We've got a couple leads on some buses. And then once the basic shell is done around the winter solstice, then we're going to start working on the bus and making it roadworthy. And we're going to mount the bike right to the side of the bus. And then I'm going to build some bunk beds in it, and we're going to head out in probably April or May.
Bill Harrison says they'll have a book signing in Fairbanks and then travel south and around the country selling copies. He calls it part 3 of the family's journey. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.